Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Good evening to you. It's Gary Brennan here in for Niall again on tonight's Nighttime Talk. Glad to be with you. I hope I find you well on this Tuesday evening. We've got a fantastic show ahead for you to keep you company over the next 3 hours. And we want to hear from you because, as I always say, this show is all about you. So get in touch with the programme on 087-188-0008. So tonight, the finance bill just went through this evening in the Dáil, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming double social welfare payments. Are you looking forward to them? Are you going to be getting them yourself? Do you think everybody should be getting them? So get those calls into us. We want to know what you think of that. And then a little later on, we're going to be discussing smartphones, okay? A very divisive topic in many, many ways. They're new enough when you think about it, and they're having huge effect on our daily lives, and we want to talk to you all about that. Is it time to, you know, cut back on our smartphone usage and maybe let's take another look at what they're doing to our younger generation? And then later on, I've got a brilliant listener dilemma for you. You can solve the problems of a gentleman who wrote into us not that long ago, and I want to get to that later on tonight. And we've got a superb interview that I'm looking forward to, I have to say. It's causing an awful lot of chat on social media. Head to the Ireland's Classic Hits radio social media sites and you can see for yourself. It's a TikTok superstar who is somewhat of a controversial plan ahead, and she's going to be joining us at around 11:30 to talk us all through that. It's all OnlyFans, TikTok, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. So do tune in for that one. That's going to be a very interesting one. So let's get to the programme, and we're going to talk double social welfare payments. Now, thousands of people are due to receive cost of living bonuses. As announced in Budget 2025's cost of living package, several groups are set to receive lump sums or double payments this week. The finance bill, of course, just went through in the Dáil, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Now, last week, over 1 million people received a double social welfare payment, as well as November's payments. There will also be a Christmas bonus paid in the first week of December and another double child benefit payment in December too. But what we want to know is, will you benefit from these payments? And do you think that these payments set out in the budget, are they reasonable? Do you agree with them? Is it the right thing to do? As I said, the finance bill has gone through, so we are ready now for all of this stuff. And it also really sparks the conversation about an upcoming election in Ireland. Not an American one, we talked about that last night, but the Irish election. So we'll see what Simon Harris says in the coming days. So let us know what you think of these double social welfare payments on 087-188-0008. I'm going to go to the callers now. I've got Joe here. And Joe, you think job seekers shouldn't get it, and it's a vote-getting exercise.
Well, good evening, Gary, and good evening, nice Joe. To talk to you, and thanks for doing a good job on the show. I've listened to you there many times, Gary. You've done a great job there in the past, and congratulations again to fill in for Niall.
That's a pleasure.
Yes, I do. Not a bother. It's great to hear talk to you. The reason, I do have an issue with this, because I'll tell you now, I think the dogs in the street know that this is a vote-grabbing exercise. As you know, the election is going to be called probably any time in the next 2 or 3 days. And you know yourself, Gary, and you're an educated man, that if there wasn't an election happening this year, I can guarantee you that these payments would not be happening. I can tell you it wouldn't happen. Because, as you know, the Fiscal Advisory Council, who I don't agree with on most things, but they do have a huge bearing on what's going on with the finances of this country. The last thing we want to go back to is an economic boom and bust situation like we had in the past. And what I'm worried about is, right, and is that this time next year, things could be a lot different. You know, we could be heading for a kind of a crash situation. I hope I'm wrong, but I would be concerned about that. And I think with relation to job seekers, there's no need for job seekers to be getting them, because there are plenty of jobs going in this country at the moment. If you look around all the places, there's notice boards there with part-time jobs for cleaners, you know, people working in post offices, shops, security, you know. They're always looking for people at this time of the year, especially, you know, with Christmas underway. So I do have reservations about job seekers, but I don't have any problem with people on disability, genuine disability, because these people do contribute to the state, you know. They are people who have been treated very badly by the state in many, many years. And they're the issues I would have issues with, the job seekers. But another thing I'm very annoyed about too, and I think this is, again, another disgraceful act by the state, is that the elderly people will not be getting this 400 euro lump sum. This will only be paid people on disabilities, I think childcare, other groups. But again, the elderly will be excluded from this. And I think this needs to be highlighted as well too, Gary, you know?
But do you think, Joe, seeing as the public purse is in such good nick, and we got, of course, that news about the Apple money and everything, that it's, you know, yeah, I get why people would say it's a vote grabber, but isn't it, you know, the duty of the government to look after people when they can? And it seems that they can right now, and why not?
Well, yeah, look, I've no problem with that. But, like, you know, Gary, yourself, that all politicians, they'll do...
Joe? I'm going to go to Owen right now. I'm going to see what Owen thinks. Do you think that the double social welfare payments coming up are great? Owen, are you there? Oh, we've lost Owen as well. But look, that's the way it is. I've got the actual... We're going to get Owen back on the line. I've got the payments here. So Budget 24 introduced several double social welfare payments and lump sum payments to help with the cost of living in Ireland. So double child benefit paid in November, December 2024. 200 euro living alone allowance paid in November 2024. 300 euro fuel allowance paid in November 2024. 400 euro working family payment paid in November 2024. 100 euro qualified child payment. 400 euro care support grant. 400 euro disability support payment that was just mentioned there, and a double Christmas bonus paid in December as well. So, you know, and for anyone who wants to know more about this, of course, you can go to the Citizens Information website or the Department of Social Protection website and you can find out more. I think we have Joe back on the line, do we? Joe, are you there? Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Gary. Sorry, yeah, I just went off there. My apologies.
Oh, you're grand. So I was just going through the different payments that are coming up, and you were saying that the job seekers is the one that catches your eye. You don't think people should be getting that?
No, I don't think the job seekers should be getting it, because, with respect, there is plenty of jobs in the country at the moment. Mm. And I think people who are well able to do the work should be doing the work. Like, we have a massive lot of people in this country, and I'm not being disrespectful to anyone, but you have to be logical too. There is a lot of people, young fellas wandering around the streets there, who are banged off their heads on cocaine and marijuana and causing massive antisocial behaviour problems for people. Because these people shouldn't be getting anything, because they're just a bunch of wasters. They're an absolute, they're a disgrace to society, you know? And I'm not talking about people or anyone in general. I'm just talking about the bad eggs, the scroungers that are going around ransacking properties, terrorising people, you know, and there's a lot of that around. And the sad thing about it is they'll get all the best of everything when people who are working their asses off, genuine people, will get nothing at all, you know? That's the thing I'm a bit concerned about.
Well, see, the problem with that is that you can't pick and choose who's going to get something, you know, and they have to be as fair about it as possible. But there's plenty of money in the country. Where else would you like to see the money going?
Well, I think the money needs to go into... we need to sort out our health system, Gary. We have a very, very bad health system at the moment, you know, and that's because of bad management by the HSE and successive governments over the years, you know. Mm. Like, you look at the money that's been wasted in this country in the last couple of months, you know, relation to bike shelters, that other thing there,
the National Children's Hospital.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The National Children's Hospital.
The overspend.
Look at all that money now that's been wasted on that.
Yeah.
And to see, this is where I'm very sceptical about when it comes to running budgets and money. A lot of politicians, governments, and even the opposition in general don't have a clue when it comes to running the proper finances.
All right, Joe. Stay with me there, Joe. I'm going to get Owen back because, Owen, we lost you there. But you think that the Dublin social welfare payments are great and you're welcoming them?
Well, I am. Not all of them. I have reservations about some of them, but I definitely think that children's allowance is the best spent money in the economy.
And I think
there's a lot of houses. There's a lot of houses where it's the only money that women get. They get very little off husbands or different reasons, you know, whether it's alcoholism or addiction or there's nobody there or you know, it's poor, it's not a very rich household. I just think that investing in the children of the nation is probably the best spent money that we could have, like. And
do you think it should be means-tested, you know, Owen?
Never. No, not the children's allowance, because a lot of women don't even know what their husbands earn. Like, they don't, like. And
there's plenty of women with their own careers who are the breadwinners in the house, for sure. I mean,
my own wife makes more money than me. I accept that as well, too, yeah. But I'm just talking about those houses where there are children being raised in poverty. I'm not talking about every house,
Yeah.
Yeah, there is help there. And I mean, your last caller made a few great points. It's actually an achievement at the moment to be unemployed. You would have to be literally hiding from job offers at the moment. But then I don't agree that the children's hospital is a waste of money. There is money being stolen from the taxpayer by greedy people involved in it and different things, but I don't believe that that money is being wasted. I think a children's hospital is the best spent money you could have, and you just have to look at very rich countries like Iran, where they spend all their money on guns and rockets and fighter jets and submarines. That's waste. That's wasted money. You don't waste money building a children's hospital. But greedy contractors and greedy vested interests could steal that money from the taxpayer. That I really object to. And I'd love to see Gardaí forensic accountants go through everything there. And I'd like to see some of these corporate bandits getting locked up for that. Because if you were on that job and you walked off with lead, or if you whatever happened, you get into height of trouble. But there's fellas arriving in Rolls Royces wearing big suits, and they're stealing money from the children's hospital shamelessly. And I think there should be something done about that, not some girl who's getting a double week's payment on the children's loans. That's my opinion.
Owen, would payments like this influence the way you're likely to vote if and when we have a general election?
Well, I'm not getting a penny of it, because I'm one of those taxpayers who's been robbed by the greedy contractors, you know, and there won't. But I can, you know, in my neighbourhood, I can see where that money will be well spent. And I can see other households where it'll be brought to the pub or brought to the bookies. But there will be a spin-off. There will be kids get shoes at Christmas. There will be kids get toys. There will be food in the house. Like, I can remember growing up in the 80s when, you know, there was real poverty in Ireland. And we're doing well now.
It was tough on everyone back then, wasn't it, Owen?
It was, yeah. And Charlie Haughey on the telly with his Charvet shorts and Bertie Ahern without a bank account. And we were being duped. Most of us were away working. I was an economic refugee in London. And if somebody had told me in 1986... that there'd be people who come to Ireland for work, I don't think any of us would have believed that.
It's definitely, you know, it's a different country, that's for sure. It's transformed.
Completely different. Completely different. And like, if you were to walk down Moore Street on a Saturday, and I know now there's big rejuvenation and people want to preserve the historical things of Moore Street and the 1916, and that's great. But if you took the boys out of the GPO, Pierce and Leslie and O'Sullivan, the man from Skibbereen who raised the tricolour, and took him down Moore Street, no, they wouldn't know what continent they were on. They'd be absolutely confused. And in ways, that's a good thing. But getting back to the point anyway, I think that if there is money in the country, it should be spent on the children. It should be put into the children's allowance, get them a Christmas dinner and a few toys at Christmas and new clothes and heat in the house and hospital. I'm the best spent money we can have.
So you're all for it, Owen. You're all for it.
I want to stay
with me there, Owen, because I want to go back to Joe and I want to ask you the same question I asked Owen. Joe, are you there?
I am indeed, Gary. Certainly am.
I'm just wondering, the payments, both of you seem to be pretty okay about them. Would it affect how you vote in the upcoming general election again, if and when it happens? Would something like this affect the way you vote?
Well, it won't affect me the way I vote, but I won't be voting for the current administration. I'll be voting for all independents and probably a few non-parties, because this government have been the worst government in the history of mankind, you know. They were a crooked government. They got in. It took them 21 weeks to get themselves elected. Like, the election was on the 8th of February 2020, and they didn't form, they didn't put themselves forward for administration until the very last, the end of June 2020. And without any consultation, Fianna Fáil, they done the devil. They, Micheál Martin, he went over and he brought the blue shirts in with him. And then, to make it worse, he brought the Green Party in. Like, the Green Party are hated in this country, Gary. You know, the majority of people don't want the Greens, because the Greens are dangerous. They're radicals. They don't want anything. Like, if they had their way, we'd have us going around. We'd be going around like matchsticks. You know, we'd have nothing. And that's what I'm worried about, to see that people, like, look, I don't care what way people vote, but I think people need to be sensible too in who they're voting for, because at the end of the day, you know, we need a change of balance here. We need to go back to a sort of centre, I wouldn't say centre-right, I'd say kind of a centrist kind of government, you know, because we need to kind of get off this woke agenda. This woke agenda has destroyed the country in the last couple of years, you know.
Do you think the country is ready for an election?
I think the majority of people are, but I think a lot of people are pissed off too at the moment, because, with respect, the election should have really happened in the summer. Because when you hear, I heard politicians saying they don't like canvassing in November. Now, that's pretty much a lie, really, because I don't think, I'd say they wouldn't care whether they'd canvass on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day if they got their way. I think people are ready, but the problem is, Garrett, are the people going to change? Because, you know, you do have a lot of people, especially the elderly, and I have great respect for the elderly people of this country, but I think a lot of them are still a little bit blindsided by the past, by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, you know, Labour, that kind of thing. They're not really with the kind of new changes that's coming, you know.
And do you think, Joe,
I would be worried about...
Do you think, as you say, you're thinking about voting independent, do you think that will bring stability to the Dáil? Do you think the independents will bring stability to it? Or will we always need a big party like Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin to kind of, you know, anchor it?
Well, I suppose, look, it's always going to come down to either one of the three of them. But I think at the moment, if you look at the way things are going, Sinn Féin will not be in government, I don't think. I think it probably will be Fine Gael with Fianna Fáil, and possibly could be independents. But nobody knows. But that's what I'm thinking myself. It probably will always come down to that anyway, because at the end of the day, it would take, I say, a revolution in this country to change anything in relation to people, the way they vote. And I can't see that happening anytime soon, because I think the majority of Irish people, they're too nice, really, you know. That's the way I look at it, like, you know.
Yeah, no, listen, but it's going to be an interesting month or two, and we get things like this, like the finance bill. As Simon Harris said, he wanted to tie up a few loose ends in government before he called an election. So this is sort of on the
path. Another, sorry, before, but there's another thing too. If the election is on, and I presume it's going to be on the 29th of November, well, we don't know. A lot of people could get caught out that day, because that's the day, isn't it, the Black Friday shopping spree is on that day.
Oh, I don't know.
You know?
I'd have to look that
it
up.
It is.
Yeah.
29th, it is Black Friday, 29th of November, the last Friday in November. A lot of people will be out shopping that day. Now, could that result in a poor turnout? It could. And that's what could be the worrying thing. See, if there's a very poor turnout, it would mean a pretty easy run for the government, like, you know.
That's interesting times lie ahead. But Owen, what do you think? Are we ready for an election?
Crying out for it, boy.
Crying out for it.
Why do you think that? Well, the last speaker made a great point about the Greens. Like, I'm living in rural West Cork there, and 5 years ago, a bag of coal was a tenner, and it's 30 euros now with all this carbon tax. And, like, that's grand if you're living in city centre Dublin. You know, you've got gas passing the door, and it's easy to get oil lorries and all kinds of things, you know. And I'm quite green myself, you know. I have a solar farm and I drive an electric car. But Like, I'll definitely, I think here in rural West Cork, Michael Collins, and he didn't pick that name up off the ground, our local TD, will continue to fight hard for the people of West Cork, the rural economy, and he'll work hard for it, and he's not concerned about Islamic Jihad or things far away. He runs the blind bus, he gets people up to hospital in Belfast to get the cataracts and their hips done, and if you have a problem with things, he can look after that for you. And I get my hands dirty at work, you know, so I'd be voting left wing, like, but I won't be voting lunatic left wing, people before profit or any of that. Like, and when I was in the army, I had to be searching the country for the Gaddafi guns because we knew what would happen if they went over the border with them, like that October the 7th. We'd have gotten the same off the Brits. So I'd be doing my bit over the election, and I'd advise everyone in Cork South Central vote for Laura Harman, you know. And we try to get a left-wing voice back into the Oireachtas, you know.
And do you think, Owen, that there'll be more, more, I suppose, attempts by the government over the coming weeks to, you know, come up with more reasons for you to vote? I mean, we know that they will do that, but, I mean, we have, of course, the promises of the budget and things like that. Do you think they're going to work? Do you think we'll see a similar government in charge in a few weeks?
Well, we're the only country in Europe that isn't in the midst of a recession, and we're going to have the Apple money to thank for that. Now, Spain has a loony left government in, and they haven't looked after the environment. They've got huge problems coming down the road because of deforestation and bad agricultural practices and bad drainage. And the floods in Valencia and again in Barcelona are proving that. And they're going to try to get every penny out of the EU in the next coming years to try and cover for that. So it's up to the government now to spend wisely on things like our infrastructure, our roads, getting drainage in place. And Bantry has suffered terribly from floods in different parts of West Cork. And I know all the politicians are working hard on it. Bandon got a great relief and Skibbereen got a good relief, but there is more to be done. And, you know, I think the Greens, as your last speaker mentioned, are hated because they've got loony things, but certain things are going to have to come in. Mm. They built on floodplains. There's going to have to be better drainage put in to protect those homes. And, you know, we're going to have to redo our water system, and we're going to have to put in windmills for cheaper electricity down the road and things like that. Coastal erosion is going to be a huge problem. Spain proves that. You know?
And so, whereabouts in the country are you, Owen?
I live in Glendore in West Cork, and I work in the city, so when I'm up in the city I'll be working there, but Southside by, like.
Hmm. It's interesting, you know, it's interesting to talk to people from all around the country and get a feel about what's going on out there, because we know what's going to happen in the next few weeks. And, you know, this announcement of today, the financial bill going through, and of course these upcoming social welfare payments. I'm going to go to Joanna. Stay with me there, Owen. I'm going to go to Joanna. And you think it's a once off, but, you know, that's all very well. But what's going to happen afterwards?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I mean. I think we are the most generous social welfare system in the whole of Europe.
I'll have to check that out, but I know that, you know, social welfare can be...
Well, I think we're fairly generous, okay? But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, I don't know, like, something's gone wrong here. And I'm just like... it's okay to give people bonuses and loads of, you know, these one-off payments here, there and everywhere. But then what happens afterwards?
Well, look...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, look, we're told all the time that there's money in the public purse. But, I mean, just like we were touching...
They're spending money on the most ridiculous things.
Well, that seems these to be... Group that houses, seems, Joanna, that seems to be shed, a recurring...
All that.
That seems to be a recurring comment tonight, but the point I was going to
make
is that, you know, you've got the money that the government is spending obviously on things like the National Children's Hospital, mm-hmm. and of course the you know the National the bike shed. I don't know if it's a national bike shed. But look, isn't it important to give people what they need when they need it? Because as well as the economy is doing, inflation is still very, very crippling for families.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It is absolutely. It's very important. And I will say the government have been very generous. And I will say that. Well, I think so. But it's not sustainable.
Mm. Well, €100 can make a big difference to people's pockets. You know, there's no doubt
about
it.
Yeah, but what happens afterwards then?
I remember, what was it last year when we
got
the
No, but you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, Joanna, absolutely. But people need it now, don't they? So
they need it now and they're going to need it again and again. You know? I mean, so these one-off payments, well, it's very clear to see that there's an election coming up.
So you think that's
really,
what it is?
I mean,
it's
that's
a voter
obvious.
Grab?
Absolutely. Mm. So, I mean, you know, it's really kind of like, as you say, it's a lifesaver. It's like throwing a life buoy ring into somebody who's drowning.
Mm.
And you can help them.
Right.
And then,
okay, Joanna,
what's next then?
Stay with me there, Joanna. I want to talk to Patrick. Now, Patrick, you're sick of people getting bonuses. You work and you say you're not getting anything apart from your pay.
Yeah. We get nothing, Rick. We get nothing in our pay. And I'm not in a great paying job, like, so I get nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, like, they're giving it to people like that won't go out and work. And don't tell me there's no jobs there, because every place you look at, every window, they're advertising jobs.
Right. So what about people who... What about people,
Patrick? I think what they should have done... I think what the government should have done was give anybody earning less than, say, 50,000. They should have... What they should do is be fair with the people who are working on poor wages, the same as people who are unemployed. Give the people on poor wages, say, a tax rebate of €500. Give them the same money that the people on the dole are getting. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford to save that €500 for Christmas. I just can't do it. I'm living on the breadline. I'm living from week to week.
And would you say, Patrick, that in some ways you'd be better off not working? You know, because a lot of people say that. And, you know, it's all sort of, it's always thrown around like, oh, I'd be better off not working. I'd be making more money. And I'm not sure if that's entirely
true. Well, I suppose
true,
if I wasn't working, I could just pick up a job delivering 2 or 3 nights a week and still claim the dole.
And
get paid cash in hand.
And what do you think about the double child benefit and the living alone allowance and the fuel allowance? I mean, these are
look,
very
really,
people.
Really now, Gary, look, I'm trying to phrase this wrong now. Really now, I don't begrudge the people getting it. I really don't. I'm probably saying it the wrong way. What I want to say is that, like, the people who are on poor pay and go to work every week and do the menial jobs, like me, don't get anything at all. Do you understand what I mean?
I do. I hear
like
you,
if the
Patrick.
Government turned around and said, if the government turned around and said, look, we're going to give everybody on the dole double payment, no problem. We're going to give everybody working on less than 50,000 whatever income a year. We're going to give them tax back of €500 at the start of December.
So
you understand what I mean?
So what you're
give us all the
for,
same.
Patrick.
Treat us all the same.
So what you're advocating, what you're advocating for is basically, look, this is all well and good and you've no problem with it, but you'd like a little help as a worker.
Well, I have nothing at the end of the week.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I can't afford, like, that €500 now that the people on the dole are going to get. I can't afford to save that. If I try and save that, I have to skip on something else.
Hmm.
All my money is going on weekly living. I'm living from day to day.
And the fuel benefit that we got there last year, did that help you out with the gas and electricity? The credit?
The credit? It probably did, yeah, which was a good idea, but everybody got it.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. But you see, what I'm trying to say is that they should come out with this thing where they give everybody under a certain amount of money, say, right, we're going to give you a tax rebate of €500, the same as the people on the dole are getting a tax rebate of €500. It's the same thing.
Mm.
It's the same thing. And it's like, they're driving a wage between people who are unemployed and people who are barely living, working. Niall Boylan always says, if you work 40 hours a week, you should be entitled to go on holiday. You should be entitled to not be worried about things. You should be entitled to go for meals. I can't afford anything like that in the wages, I man.
And then
haven't been on a holiday in 20 years.
And then, of course, on the
other
end,
I know loads of people.
On the other you've got the restaurateurs talking about how difficult business is because people can't afford to go out and pay the prices. But look, I want you to stay with me, Patrick, because I'm going to have to just jump to a quick commercial break.
We'll
be back in a moment with you, and we're talking about double social welfare payments, and will you benefit from these? Get in touch with us if you are going to benefit from them on 087 188 0008, and just let us know what you think here on Nighttime Talk. Back in a minute. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with me, Gary Brennan, in for Niall Boylan this evening. Now, before the break, we were talking about the upcoming double social welfare payments, and in light of the finance bill going through just about an hour and a half ago in the Dáil, we thought we'd get your opinions on the upcoming payments, and maybe you're going to benefit from them. Maybe you have an opinion on them you want to share with us. Do so on 087 188 0008. Now, I've got Dave on the line, and Dave, you are delighted. Why is that?
Well, I would say I'm delighted, but it's nice to have an extra few pounds in your pocket, isn't it?
Yeah, so you'll be getting a bit of benefit out of these, some of them.
Well, I got the double bubble last week and double Mickey money this week, and I'll get the other double children's allowance and the Christmas bonus. And I think there's a qualifying payment in the middle of all that as well.
So you're going to benefit from this, and you're quite happy about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't be, like, do you know? Yeah. It's after helping a lot towards Christmas and stuff like that and getting some bills paid. So, yeah, do you know? Now, before anybody's sitting there thinking, you know, oh, this guy's getting something for nothing, I also work 5 days a week as well, you know what I mean? So it's a single income, like, it's just me and my two boys, so it is badly needed. You know, I don't have the luxury of, you know, like, two-income household, and I have a child in childcare as well. That also has to be paid for, you know. So it does. It goes a lot. It is going to go a long way to help. I'm not even going to lie. It will. You know, I'm not going to say I'm fortunate, because I don't really like being in the situation I'm in, but it does take a lot of pressure off my shoulders in regards to Christmas and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that seems to be the pervasive sort of opinion. We were talking about this earlier on in the production office, and, you know, people are always going to take, you know, a few extra bob. But you just have to talk to anyone in Ireland at the moment, and everybody's sort of struggling in some way or other. I saw a thing recently where people just don't have any savings, and they're sort of, you know, they're going week to week, and they're paying the bills as they come in, and they're quite big, and, you know, there's no doubt about it, things are more expensive nowadays. So a little bit of a help.
Oh, 100%. Look, I've a 2.5-year-old here, and I have a 14-year-old inside. There's like 12 years between them, and I can tell you right now, having a child nowadays is so much more expensive than it was when I had my first one. Everything is more expensive, from clothes to just all the stuff you need, food, electricity. But look at the country we live in. Like, we're 46% more expensive than most other countries in Europe. I know people like to wax on about the fact that, like, our, you know, social welfare system is very generous, and it is. But you also have to look at, like, the cost of living in this country compared to somewhere else. You know, you kind of have to put it in perspective there. I mean, they looked after a lot of people who need to be looked after, you know. Every year, this time is huge. Oh, dole heads are getting welfare, blah, 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 blah. But if you really look into it, and how much this country spends on social welfare, I think our social welfare bill for the likes of job seekers, elderly, and disabilities came out of something like 0.4% of our total yearly GDP. And more of that is spent on the elderly and people with disabilities than is actually spent on people on the dole. I mean, we're 4% unemployment. By any economist's measure, that's basically zero. You know, so, and, like, I know people like to trot out the whole thing that the reason our lives are terrible is because of people on the dole, but it's not. It's the people at the top who are mismanaging it, you know. And this is very obviously throw some crumbs to the plebs because there's an election on the horizon. I mean, any gobshite can see that, like.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, Dave. Do you think this is why that...
Of course it is. I know you have to play devil's advocate, but come on, of course it is. If there wasn't an election coming, there would have been a few crumbs for the masses, all right, but it wouldn't be a windfall like this. But the only thing that has me a little worried is, and one of the lads mentioned earlier on about, you know, us going into a recession, the last time we had a windfall budget like this, the following year, the arse fell out of the economy, so... you know, let's hope history doesn't repeat itself in that regard.
Well, I think we can all hope for that. But Dave, would it influence the way you vote in the upcoming general election?
Oh, not a hope. No, Jesus, no way. Like, thanks for the money, but go F yourselves, lads.
Right,
no,
okay.
It won't. Not one bit. Too little, too late. Do you know what? I've become so cynical with the political machinations of this government. They could bring in a law that says Dave gets €1 million a year for the rest of his life, and I still wouldn't vote for them.
Oh, I don't know about that, Dave. I think you're being dishonest with me. I tell you, I'd take €1 million a year. I'd vote for anyone.
remember, your vote is secret. Remember,
well,
so
this is it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But do you think that it? Do you think it will affect the results of the election? Do you think this stuff works? Do you think people go, ah, look, I'll stick with these guys because I did all right out of them last budget?
Do you know, once upon a time, I think it would, but, like, with just the scandals and corruptions we've had since the recession and even before, and they've become so brazen about it, that I think people have had enough. Like, the problem we have, this is my own armchair politics theory, but, like, the faces that support, like, the main government parties, they usually tend to be the more affluent, leafy suburb areas, you know, particularly in Dublin, where you have, you know, like, a higher population density. And the faces that vote the least tend to be your more forgotten working class, you know, lower socioeconomic areas. Mm. And a lot of people in those areas, they just don't get out and vote. They're not even registered to vote. You know, they're disillusioned. So I don't think it's as much, you know, what you're giving to the people. I think it's the people themselves that actually, you know, don't get out and vote. Because I think if everybody who was unhappy from a working class area that got out and voted in the next general election, I think we would see a massively different result. And I see it myself in my local, you go in, you've led there waxing on about, like, you know, how they change the world's problems and blah, 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 blah. And you say to them, well, did you vote? Your answer is usually, oh, Jesus, why would I do that? It doesn't matter. Do you know? So that's a bigger problem in this country as opposed to, you know, what the government are giving people to try and curry their favour.
Mm. Right. Well, Dave, stay with me there. I want to go back to Patrick now. You heard from Dave there. He's happy to be getting the extra few bob, as I'm sure he's not alone there. I'd say plenty of people out there are happy with the extra few bob coming up to Christmas.
Yeah, we'd all be happy with an extra few bob. But unfortunately, like, you know, the poor people that are working don't get anything, like.
Well, no, people that are working, people that are working are still getting, you know, various different helps and credits and things like that. So, I mean, it's something that people really do appreciate.
No. I don't see it any. Maybe they are, but I don't see it. I mean, I think, like, if they gave me a €500 credit back on the 1st of December, just like they're giving the 5th of November, whenever they got it, if they gave that back to people in their pay packets, I said, right, well, they're giving the people on the dole €500 bonus, let's give the people who are working €500 bonus. At least we'd all be in the same boat, and we'd say to ourselves, well, look, we're all being treated the same, we feel all right. But I mean, the way they're doing it now is they're trying to put a wedge between people who are unemployed and people who are employed, especially people in low-paid jobs. I mean, as you say, they're like the restaurants can't, they're closing day after day, and the pubs are closing day after day. I mean, society has definitely changed to what it was when I was young, like.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, the hospitality industry is...
You don't see young people going suffering out anymore.
Yeah.
It is suffering, like, but I mean, there's a lot to be said about it. Like, it's like all these tickets that they were selling for Oasis and stuff and all these hotels, like when all these things come out, they cancel all the people who have booked the hotels and stuff, and they put the price of them astronomical.
Mm. Well, there's no doubt that the cost of living...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, look, Patrick, I'm with you on that. I mean, the cost of living just keeps going up and up and up, and it happens like, you know, death by a thousand blades. It's just one day you're standing in a shop or a restaurant or bar, yeah, and it really hits home with that. But I'm going to go, stay with me, Patrick, because I'm going to go to Michael. Yeah. Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
Now, Michael, you don't like the lump sums and double payments. Tell us why.
No, I don't. It should be given out to people who need it.
But I think people who need it are going to be getting it, don't they? Isn't that the way this works?
A lot of people, you know, that are getting it and they don't need it. Secondly, I have no time for the government whatsoever. None of them.
Why?
because they're all wasters as far as I'm concerned. As you say, as you said earlier on, Bertie Ahern with no bank account, and the other fellow with his big shorts and telling us to tighten our belt.
No, I didn't say that. You're getting me in trouble.
Remember about the shorts you said?
I do, the Charvet shirts, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tightening our belt, and yet he left 9 million quid to his family. Yeah.
And do you think
a working man had to work
that,
and work.
Michael, do you think that culture is still in politics?
Big time. Absolutely big time. I'll give you an example how bad things are. I remember when my father came home from the war, okay? And in 1947, he got a job for 40 years. Just because he had a government pension, right, from that job, which is, I think, £5 or £6 a week, I think it was, okay? They wouldn't give him his old age pension after 40 years, and he wasn't entitled to it.
Why wasn't he entitled to it, if you don't mind me asking?
Because he had the government job.
Right.
Do you get me?
Oh, I understand. Right? Yeah.
After 40 years, he got nothing. Right? And these guys getting their big handouts and their bonuses and whatnot. And as regard the hospital, the children's hospital, nearly 5 million it's going to cost us. And not even a helipad on it, nothing at all. And it's in the wrong area. It should have been up at the M50. But of course, those brown envelope brigade there as well, and I'm not afraid to say it, and God help them, they ever come looking at my door, because they've deregistered me, but I want nothing got to do with them. I'll fucking run them from the door.
So you
and
vote.
I mean it.
You
I'll run
vote.
Them. No, I wouldn't vote, because they're all gangsters, a lot of them. Gangsters.
Did you vote? Did you vote in the last election, Michael?
No, I've stopped voting now a good while, until things change. It's ridiculous. You can't say that now because of the hate speech. Well, I don't give a damn. I'll say what I have to say. Because, as I said, my father fought against Nazi tyranny to give me the freedom of speech. And that's what it says in the Constitution. Freedom of speech and freedom of conscience. And by Christ Almighty, no one's going to take that from me.
And what would make you get back,
to go on.
Michael, what would make you get back to the voting booth? What would make you get back to the voting booth? What does Ireland look like for you?
Ireland is gone now. This country's finished. We let too many people in, unvetted people in. Unbelievable. But yeah, if you step out of line, you get crucified. I'll give you one example. One example that happened to me personally. All right? A spotless clean record. Everything's spotless. And still is today. Okay? I was done for, speeding in a car. In the taxi I was driving many years ago. And do you know what I was done for? 2 kilometres over the speed limit. I told them I wouldn't pay the fine. Went to court. I got 3 weeks in Clover Hill prison. It ended up anyway because I found out that the policeman and the judge were uncle and nephews, a conflict of interest. I went to court. I got the judge had to retire, and your man was thrown out of the guards. You know, and I got my name cleared.
Oh, girl,
that's corruption.
You got your name cleared.
2 kilometres over the speed.
So
yeah,
what
2 kilometres over the speed limit.
Well, in terms of the government, Michael, and the payments that they're giving,
no,
out,
I wouldn't.
You'd won't vote, and I'm curious to know what would
here's
get you
another
back.
Thing.
I'm curious to know, Michael, what would
well,
get you back.
Maybe
to
if, a, but if she's disabled, my wife is, and she's not getting nothing. She's not getting nothing.
Why not?
Because I'm working.
Because you're working, right?
Yeah. So in other words, crucify the working man again and give it to the wasters that want it, that don't, you know what I mean, don't want to walk.
But would you agree,
tons
Michael,
of work out
no,
there.
Would you agree, Michael, in fairness, there's plenty of people who really do need it?
Oh yeah, I have no problem with that. But they should be all screened for it. Everyone should be screened for it.
Mm. We're back to that old nugget of means testing and things like that. But that's an absolute nightmare to do. I mean, it's a logistical, it's a logistical
well,
nightmare.
If you've nothing to hide, it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm.
Well, I'll never vote for them again, and I'll run them. Like I ran them the last time many years ago. I ran them again from my door, and I'll run them again.
Well, there's a note to all the parties. Don't be calling around Michael's door.
You don't come to my door. You not come to my door, because I swear to God, I'll come out with arms and guns blazing. I don't care. I've had enough of them. I'm sick of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, just stay there, Michael. I'm going to go back to Patrick. There you go. Michael's pretty... pretty outspoken about his views of the government and the parties and what they do. What do you make of that, Patrick?
Well, I mean, he is. He's right. I mean, he's working. Mm. His wife is sick and they can't get anything because he's on them too much. This is a crazy situation. Like, if you're paying into the system all your life, never claimed a dole, You get sick, you need something to help you, and you're not entitled to it because your partner's working. This is look, I actually don't know what to say. The only thing I can say is that they're driving a big wedge between people who are working and people who are not working. Because it seems that people who are not working are getting everything and entitled to everything. And people who are working are entitled to nothing.
Hmm. Okay, well, look, I'm going to go to Stacey now. Stacey, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, Stacey, what do you think of this? The welfare payment?
I'm being appalled. Like, I'm on the dole myself. Like, and an extra €500 will get me nails, me hair done. Like, so I'm like, yeah, give me the money because we blatantly need it.
To get your hair and nails done?
Yeah, because I'm going out to work looking like a scruff and getting given out to because I can't afford to get my hair and my nails done. Like, so I need to get them done. Like, how am I supposed to pay for it otherwise?
So you're working, Stacey?
Yeah, but like not on the like on the radar, like.
Not on the radar.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm starting to get a picture here, Stacey, of what you're talking about. So if you get that social welfare payment, what is it you said, €500, you're going to spend it on your hair and nails, so you look good for the job you're doing off the radar.
Yeah, I need my stylist and my nails done to be going off and doing this. Like, I'm a little beautician, I am, and I need my hair and my nails done as well.
And aren't you earning money in the job you're doing?
Yeah, but it's not enough to pay for me stylist and all the other things I need to get for the business as well.
Right, okay. Well, Patrick, what do you think of that? Stacey says she's working off the radar, but she's claiming the dole.
God help us, my poor. But I tell you this much, like, it's looking terrible for a lot of people. Look, I think a lot of people on the dole do need the money. I have no problem with that, as I say, you know what I mean? You're always going to get one person that comes on that are doing things that we wouldn't like to do ourselves. Like,
Stacey, hold on there, Patrick. Stacey, can I ask you, do you feel that you're... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Do you feel you're being a bit dishonest?
No, I'm the only one being out straight up here. I'm telling you, they're all off doing their side jobs, right? And I'm just being out straight about it, telling people what I do, right? Do you really expect someone to live off the dole for their house, their food and everything? No, they're giving you bleeding buttons. You need to go out there and get yourself to work as well as the dole, like, to keep yourself going. How are we meant to pay for rent? The cost of living is bleeding shocking these days.
So you think it's something you have to do?
Yeah, it's something you have to do. Like, how else am I meant to feed the kids, like?
And would you be afraid of getting caught?
No. The police come on my door, I'd be like, who are you talking about? That's not my bleeding business.
And Stacey, if you got a job that could pay for everything and you didn't have to get any assistance in any way, would you take it?
Yeah, I take it, but I don't have an education behind me. You know, these people are looking for degrees, leaving sorts and stuff. And I'm like, I don't have that. I don't know what you want from me. I have a bleeding child here to be. Like, I have to do what I have to do. Like,
so you think it's an absolute necessity? This is the only way you can do, you can live your life comfortably and safely and...
Yeah, it's an absolute necessity. Like, but these people that are just sitting on the dole because they can't be doing anything else. I'm like, fair enough. Like, but like, you need to get up and try and get a job. At least I'm walking on the side.
So you think you're doing the right thing? Well, it's obviously the right thing for you, isn't it?
I am doing the right thing for me. I'm telling you, my mom worked for years, right? And she's paying the taxpayer. Has she seen any of that money back? No, she hasn't. So she's doing me a favour. Like, I'm going off the dole and taking all that money back that she paid in, that are getting handed out to all these immigrants coming into the country. Like, why is they getting our money? Why did you get my mom's money that she was working hard for years? Like,
and do you think, Stacey, that this is more common than we think? Do you think plenty of people are doing this, or is it, you know?
Yeah, everyone's doing it. I'm telling you, everyone's doing it. And if they're not saying that they do it, that's because they're too afraid to be caught.
And you're not afraid. You're just, this is what I'm doing, and that's the
I'm not afraid, no, because I have my little side business going. And no, that's none of no one else's business, is it?
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, hang on. Stay with me, Stacey, because I want to talk to you a bit more in a little while. I've got Dave on the line. Now, Dave, you sadly lost your job recently and you're not entitled to anything. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Like, how it seems is, I said I lost them 2 months ago. So two months ago
you lost your job?
Yes. And, like, I'm working years, like, on a good-paying job. But, you know, I was renting, so cost of rent is through the roof. So even if you have a good job, you don't actually end up with a lot of money in your pocket at the end of it. End of it all. So in the last 2 months, I've had to move home. And I'm in my 40s. I've had to move home because I can't afford the rent. I'm on Job Seeker's Benefit, which is $232 a week. And, yeah, like obviously I'm looking for work, but I haven't got something yet. And, you know, this the double payment is for people that are long-term unemployed.
Right.
Which I'm not.
Okay, so you're not going to get a double payment.
I'm used to, no, so I'm used to, like I said, I'm used to paying, you know, anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 a month in tax, which I've been doing for years. And it's like, what if, you know, I've paid, like, as far as I'm concerned, I've paid in, but I don't seem to be getting anything back. And right. I just think everyone that's on Job Seeker's Benefit, which isn't, you know, allowance, it's people who've lost their jobs and have been paying tax for whatever amount of years, they seem to be skipped over.
So do you understand?
We're the ones that paid into it.
So you understand, Dave, what Stacey's saying? She's saying, listen, I need the extra help and I've still got to do my side hustle and whatever it is just to get by.
Definitely. I actually do understand that, you know, that, you know, like, no, like, 232 a week is, you know, it's not livable, really. Like,
it doesn't go very far, Dave, does it?
You know, I've had to, like, you know, leave where I was living because I just, you know, can't afford it. Like, I was paying $2,300 a month in rent. I can't afford it, you know.
So the rent, once you cleared your rent in the month and you had, you know, there was very little to play around with once you finished rent and food and fuel. Like,
what I'm left with now, because I obviously still have loans that I'm paying back that I can't not pay back, you know, to banks. And I am literally left with about €30 a week because I have to leave everything else in the bank for loans.
€30, yeah. That's not going to get you very far.
And that's exactly what I sort of left with a week. So I do understand, yes, if someone said to me, is there something there, would you do that for £100 or, you know what I mean, like some sort of it into your hand, I probably would take it. Yeah. I probably would take one now. Hopefully I'll get back working. But, you know, when you're living monthly, like I said, I've come from a good job where I was getting, you know, what people are supposed to say is getting paid well. And, but you're not, like, you know, when you pay your rent, you do all this stuff, it's, you know what I mean, you look sometimes going, like, people that haven't worked seem to be better off. You know, you watch people going on holidays that are on the dole and stuff, and you're like, geez, I can't do that.
I hear you, Dave. Well, listen, look, I want you and Stacey to stay with me because I've got to break for news right now. And we'll talk a little bit more about this after the break because, you know, it's an interesting topic and a lot of you want to talk to me about it. So we'll keep rolling with this a little after. And later on in the programme, we're also going to be talking about smartphones. We've got a listener dilemma and we have an interview that I'm telling you right now you do not want to miss. We'll be back after the news here on Nighttime Talk. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk here with me, Gary Brennan, in for Niall Boylan. Excuse me, he'd kill me if he heard me mispronouncing his name. Before the break, we were talking about the double social welfare payments and the finance bill that went through, and I had Dave and Stacey on the line. They're still with me. So, Stacey, I want to go back to you because you were saying to me that you're doing a side hustle and you're also claiming the dole. And I'm just curious to get... You think this is common, do you? You think you're not the only one doing it?
Yeah, I'm telling you, everyone's doing it. Why do you think all these sheds are popping up in people's backyards? They all have their side hustles going on in the back, on the climb, coming in now.
And do you understand people's point of view when they would say that that's not fair? I'm working, I'm paying tax. And
I do understand that. I get it, they're working hard, they're doing a bleeding good job, I say that. But, like, at the same time, like, the rent must be through the roof. I'm a single man with a little kid. Like, how the hell am I going to be paying for my kids to go to school, for the dinner, for the housing? Like, it's too much. It's too much. And I need my hair, my nails done for my job. They need to look top scratch for the job because I'm a beautician. And if I don't look being whopper going into work, people won't want to get their stuff done off me.
And do you think your customers care if they found out?
They do, yeah, because you go into a hairdresser, you see her with scruffy hair, you're like, I will be fuck get my hair done off her, laying the state of her, so I need to get my hair done so I look like her, right?
How much does it cost to get your hair done nowadays?
I tell you, now, for a wash cut blow dry, you're looking for about £80, right? So when I get the stylos in with that, that's like £350 you're looking for, right?
But you're a beautician, Stacey. Can you not do it yourself?
I could, but you know what? Like, you have to look top scratch. And, like, I can do other people's hair, makeup, fab. But, like, when it comes to myself, I need someone else to do it just so I look absolutely gorgeous going in.
Right. OK. Well, stay with me, Stacey. I'll go over to Dave. Dave, now, you're still with me, are you?
I'm still here.
What do you make of what Stacey's saying there?
Like, I do get it. You know that it's not enough to, you know, the dole doesn't seem to be enough. But I would also hope that, you know, you're looking for work as well to actually, you know, get properly in and pay with a tax, you know?
Stacey, are you looking for a full-time job while you're doing this?
I am in law, but, you know, as when I go to these interviews, they're like, where's your beautician source and where's this? And I'm like, I don't have that, because how am I meant to go to college? Well, I'm also meant to be paying for my kids to go to school and everything, and I'm trying to run the business on the side. Like, it's a bit much, like, because otherwise I don't have the money to be doing that. Like, to feed the kids and everything, like, are they giving you this back to school money? What's that meant to get them a new pair of shoes and a bag? Like, I still have to pay for it to, like, feed her and get her to school and everything, like, you know what I mean?
Hmm. Dave, I want to ask you, because you were just saying that, you know, sadly you're just a little bit out of work at the moment and you're looking for work. Does it affect the way you'd vote in the upcoming general election?
Like, I'd like to hear what people are saying, I suppose, but possibly could, like, you know.
What are you looking for from a party to say to you? Are you saying, look, tell me that you're going to bring down the cost of living, or tell me you're going to create more jobs? What is it?
The cost of living is, like I said, like, you know, I'm coming from a good job, you know, like, I heard the figures there, I think, earlier on today about what the average living wage is in Dublin. I was above that. You know, and yet I can't get a mortgage. I don't, you know what I mean? It's not enough to get a mortgage in Dublin anyway. The cost of living is just too high. Even my own, like, my daughter, I was only talking to her earlier on as well, cost of living, her and her boyfriend together, like, you know, they've been down only last week to speak about mortgage and stuff. They can't afford a house between the two of them in Dublin. And they're both on decent money, like, everything just seems out of reach.
Just a little too far away,
Everything seems out of reach. I'm on an unemployment job seekers benefit, which only lasts 9 months, then I'll be on allowance, but hopefully I'll be working by then anyway. But it just seems that the people that were actually paying in that, you know, unfortunately aren't working at the minute, they got skipped over. And it's like, you know, thanks, we got all this tax off you for years on end, and we won't, you know, you're not getting your double payments because you're not long-term unemployed. You know, so it's a little bit, it doesn't taste nice in the, you know.
Hmm. It was a great benefit to you, though, wasn't it, over the last couple of months? I mean, I know, as you were saying, €232, it doesn't go as far as people would like it to, but it's been a great helping hand.
Well, as I said, it's only a tiny bit of cess, but, you know, obviously, as I said, I have been working, so I do have bills and I have loans and stuff. So, realistically, I'm not actually, as I said, I've had to move out my rented house.
Mm.
I can't afford a house, and I literally have about €30 because I have to leave all my money in the bank to pay my bank loans because I can't skip them. So, it's not that much. I think, like, you know, job seekers' benefits should be done on what you are paid and what you're paying in the tax. And I think they're bringing out something next year, in January or something, I think it said in the budget, that they're going to sort of base it on your wages. But, you know, but it says this year is when I got unemployed, so it's not really helping me out. Like, I think it's a little unfair to people who have worked and put a lot into the system.
Mm.
You know, there's not, you don't really get much when you're, you know, I said it is. It's a bit tough, all right.
You think there should be more help?
Well, I think it should have been based on what you're paying into the system, like how much tax you're paying in over the last. You know, I said I'm working. Well, I'm in my 40s, so I'm 20 plus years working. So I said, you know, sometimes like up as far as 3,000 a month. Sometimes I paid in tax. I was on a commission job, so you know when I doing very well. Sometimes the government took a nice 3,000 in 1 month off me.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm getting not even like a third of that back a month at the minute, you know.
Mm.
I think it should be based on what you pay in, like.
Mm. So what you're saying is that on the level that you're paying into it, you should be able to draw down on it when you really, really do need it.
Exactly, like I said, like I can go into my revenue there, been looking at it because I'm trying to claim a bit of tax back, you know, trying to get anything I can back at the minute, you know, from what I paid in. And, you know, you're looking that you paid like €30,000 in tax in a year, you know, and then you're getting €232 a week. It's like, how is that fair? And you're getting skipped on this double payment that people who are long-term unemployed are getting. You're like, how is that really fair? Like, and I'm not begrudging anyone getting the double payment either.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not begrudging that, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just seem to think that, like, they sort of just miss the section that I'm in, unfortunately, you know. And it is, as I said, like, I know they are bringing something out, and I think it said in the budget that they're going to start, you know, based on how much you were getting paid and stuff like that, if you paid your dues, but that's not coming until next year, so that's no benefit for me.
Yeah.
You know, now hopefully I'll be working and all that, but you know, realistically, like, right now, my situation right now is I'm not getting a double payment, I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not getting anything extra, and I just feel like, you know, I've paid a lot of money into the system, and this is the money obviously getting used to pay double payments, and, you know, it's like, how did my little section get skipped over? The people, and I'm sure there's plenty of people there that are in the same boat as me, only recently let go, after paying loads of tax in themselves, and they're not getting a double payment because they're not long enough unemployed.
Yeah, no, it's challenging for you, Dave. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
You know, hopefully we're working fairly soon and we won't, you know, and it's done and dusted, but it's a big upscuttle when you get unemployed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a very low amount of money. Now, I know they're addressing something, I think it's $450 a week it's going to be from next year if you've paid in enough. But I said, that's next year. Unfortunately, that's not my situation right now.
It's no use to you at the moment, Dave. Just stay with me there. I'm going to go to Tasha now. Tasha, you had to ring in because Stacey, who was on earlier on, saying that she had a job essentially as a beautician, but she was also claiming the dole at the same time. That annoyed you, Tasha, did it? You think she should stop taking money from hardworking people?
Absolutely, it has my blood boiling. I'm actually on my way home from work at the moment.
You're working the night shift like myself, Tasha?
I work evening shift. My husband works day shift. That's how we look after our childcare. We have two kids, we put them through school. Both of us work. 2 weeks of my life I've been on the dole, and I absolutely hate it. It's not in me to not work for what I want. I teach my kids, you want something in this life, you work for it, you don't put your hand out. She's gone on about getting her hair and her nails and her makeup done so she can go to work. I can't even do that. As I said, we're working split shifts to look after their kids. My kids go to school, I see them in the morning, by the time I come home in the evening they're gone to bed. That's the sacrifice I make. I'm working some weeks, 6 days a week, and she's sitting at home getting the dole and cash in her hand.
Tasha, that she's not alone. She said plenty of people are doing it.
I know plenty of people are doing it, and I think that's where our system is breaking down. They need to crack down on that. Now, I understand the man that's on there. He's recently lost his job.
Yeah.
My husband was in that situation. He lost his job for a couple of... He was out of work, I think, for a year and a half. We were entitled to nothing because I was working.
Because you were working, I gotcha.
Yeah. We had mortgage. We had one child at the time. Now, he constantly looked for work, and thankfully, he did get work. And that man, as I said, that's on there, I think he should be entitled to more benefits than the long-term unemployed. He's recently unemployed. He's paid his money into the system.
Yeah, Dave's done everything right by all sounds of things.
Yeah, it's the long-term unemployed that are milking the system, getting houses, fuel allowance, unemployment or whatever, loan parents' allowance. They're claiming absolutely everything. And gobshites like us are going out working to pay them.
And will you be getting any of these benefits, Tasha?
Well, I have two kids, So I suppose the double child allowance that's going on, bills and Christmas and things like that, like most working people do.
Yeah.
But that's it.
And sure, as quick as it comes in, it's gone.
It's gone. With kids going back to school, you have a secondary school and a primary school person. My son is in TY, so they're doing trips left, right and centre. That's all gone. You have uniforms. She's gone on about a child going to school. Uniforms. I have two that I have uniforms for, books, all of that kind of stuff. And I work for it. I don't put my hands out and ask for anything.
And what, if you don't mind me asking you, Tasha, effects has it had on your day-to-day life and your relationship? Because, I mean, a lot of couples out there, a lot of families out there, they're like ships passing in the night. I mean, as you just said, you and yourself and your husband work opposite ends of the day, and you do it to make ends meet, and you do it because you have to, and we all have to pay our bills. But there's a personal price, isn't there, Tasha?
There is a personal price, but it's a personal price that we pay for our kids. And we know in years to come, when they're older and all of that kind of stuff, things will settle down.
Yeah.
Now, we do, you know, we have our weekends, we have family days out, we do those kind of things, but yeah, we work for it. We swap kids in the car park during the summer when they were smaller.
Wow. And it's a, you know what, there's plenty of people listening tonight that have a similar, if not exact same experience, because it is tough, you know. It's tough to get by nowadays because everything is so expensive.
Everything. Absolutely everything. As I said, two kids going to school, uniforms, you have PE stuff that you have to get. They're only allowed this, they're only allowed that. Now, that, as I said, that's the sacrifices we make for our kids. But we work for it.
Mm.
And I don't understand how people have no problem claiming benefits. Now, she's probably making more money in her salon than she is getting off the benefits. So she's getting a double wage for a single person, where there's two of us working for the same thing.
Mm.
I think the system needs to crack down on these, do more checks. You know,
and would that be, I know, people were saying earlier on in the office that, you know, a lot of people would see these benefits as vote grabbing, you know, like just trying to kind of plumose the electorate and say, look at what we did for you during the budget. But if a party came along and it said, Tasha, we hear you, this is a problem and we're going to do something about it, would that be enough to get your vote? They're going to crack down on it.
No, because they have to prove that they crack down on it. They say they crack down on it every year, and they never do.
Well, that's a fair point.
It's just hand out more to those people that are saying, give me more.
Mm.
Not for the people that are working day in, day out, paying taxes. Like, if my husband lost his job, or when he did lose his job, we weren't even entitled to a medical card.
Mm.
Whereas you've got people getting benefits left, right and centre, and it's the working people, or as that man is there recently unemployed, get nothing. They get washed over.
So you think it's unfair? You think it's unfair, Tasha?
It's very unfair. Very unfair. The less you do in this country, the more you get.
Yeah, it's not easy for a lot of people. I think I've got Sean here on the line. Sean, are you there?
How are you doing, Gary? How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing? I think you might agree with Tasha in a way that the system's not fit for purpose in a lot of ways, that it's not very fair.
It's not, yeah, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, like, I work in the Mondo Dole as well, and now I have problems there, health problems, so I can't work full-time. But what I'm getting will never suffice, you know, it'd never do me. So that's why I work part-time as well, like, you see. And I had this chat with Noel before. There's a lot of begrudgery here, Gary, and it has been for many a year, you know. And I always say, and I will say this, Gary, and I've reverted back to Eric Kerwin when he was on the Late Late Show there many a moon ago. He says, it's not the people in tracksuits that run the country, it's the people in suits that run it, around it. And he had a very fair point at that time, because as what you just said there, I see him, Harris, there, look, we're giving you a double payment there, aren't we great? But they take it back off you at the petrol pumps, and they take it back off you when you're going for your shopping. And everything else that they're hiking up and hiking way beyond people's, you know, ability to live, you know. I have no problem in saying that I do what I do, because I tell you what, I don't give a feck what anybody says. I really don't. I will survive. And if I have to do what I have to do to survive, that may be it. That'll be what I'll do, you know. And look, you know, everybody's wrong, I say, Gary, you know.
Well, Sean, I don't want to get too personal with you, but you said that because of health reasons you can't work, you know, all the hours God sends, as they say, but you're also claiming as well. It sounds a bit different to me than what Stacey's doing. Did you hear Stacey earlier on? She's a beautician that claims the dole and also basically runs a business. And
well, fair play to her. She can do what she looks. Look, that's her business. That's her business. That's what she does. That's what she does.
So you've no problem with that?
I don't begrudge anybody of what to do. You know, as I said to you, Gary, if they want to do that,
that's
go ahead.
You're
doing
the same thing. You're doing the same thing. You're stealing from the people that are working day in, day out. You're claiming
the dole. I'm not stealing
from
you. Hold on for a minute. Natasha, is it?
We are, because I'm paying tax.
Sorry,
yes.
Is Natasha,
I'm
is it?
Tasha.
Yes.
Tasha. Hold on, Tasha. The government, hold on, Tasha. I heard you. I heard what you said. I pay taxes too, Tasha. But the fact of the matter is, Tasha, the government have been stealing for themselves and then renting out. You have the Healy brothers.
Totally
hold on for a minute, Tasha. Look at here. Look, listen, come here. Let's call a spade here. You have the Healy Rays there renting out all the properties there to all the foreigners. It's there's nothing that's done under the cover anymore. Everything is out there for you to see, Tasha. And if you don't open your eyes to see what the government are doing, they're corrupt as fuck. And sorry, Gary, they're corrupt, and we all know that. So, Tasha, don't start getting down on the phone to me and start screaming at me that I'm doing wrong, when these are doing wrong too. Now, Tasha, hold on, Tasha, I just want to say this to you. See, when the corruptancy stops in the government, maybe then and only then will I stop what I'm doing. But I tell you what, Tasha, that's not going to happen, as you and me know. And I tell you, I don't care what your opinion is or anybody else's opinion of me tonight, because I'll do and I'll keep doing it. And I tell you what, I couldn't care less.
Well, hold on, Sean. I'll let Tasha respond
to that. You should, because...
Go on,
you're
go ahead there, Tasha.
The majority, there's an awful lot of people in this country that are doing things right, working day in, day out, and not claiming benefits. But you think it's okay for to screw the likes of me.
What do you make
it's
of that, Sean?
It's not the government you're screwing. You're screwing us.
What do you make of that,
the
Sean?
The government is screwing you too, Tasha. The government is screwing you too.
Absolutely.
You see, don't be giving out to me, Tasha. Don't be giving out to me when I'm trying to do what I can do for the best for my family, Tasha.
Will.
I don't care. That's what I'm having to say to you.
You're
I don't care.
I've
got your money. It's not I'm sorry. You're only begrudging, Tasha. You're only begrudging. That's all you're doing. You're only annoyed, Tasha.
Hold on a second, guys. Nobody can hear you.
Absolutely, I am annoyed.
Nobody can hear you if you're both talking. Tasha,
this money that you're taking from the tax people should go to the likes of the old age pensioners who have worked their backsides off for this country for years.
Tasha, do you know what you should do? Go down to Lancer House and tell what you just said there. Tell them that, not me. Because I'm only doing what they're doing, Tasha. That's all I'm doing.
No, you're not.
When they're on the 130,000 euro a year and they're all the expenses and their holiday homes and their houses over in France, and here, why should I live on the poverty line? Because it's wrong. When you're telling me it's wrong, when they're fucking doing it.
It is wrong.
So why should I feel guilty, Tasha? Why should I feel guilty? You tell me the reason why I should feel guilty. So I should stay on the breadline. I should stay on the breadline because we all know that the government are doing what they're doing to everybody. So we should stay on the breadline and suffer. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, but you get a grip, Tasha, with you. Get a grip, Tasha. Stop messing now.
I have a grip.
Well, get yourself into reality there.
Sean,
and go in and have a word with yourself, Tasha, now, and stop messing.
Sean,
seriously.
Hold on, Sean. Let Tasha
pay my bills. I work, I pay my bills. We're not by any means wealthy. We manage a lot. It could be weeks to weeks where we are just managing to keep the wolf from the door. But we work.
Yeah.
Why?
There you go. Right, now, Tasha, you hear that last caller there, what he said. The 240 euro, right? So you think about this, Tasha, right? You as walk as our bones, as you say. I know you haven't got a problem. I have full respect for you for that. But the fact of the matter is, you hear that last gentleman there. He's on 240 quid a week. He's expected to pay bills. He's expected to pay rent or whatever it may be. How do you think people are going to live, Tasha?
Everybody else in the country is in the same boat.
So that makes it all right just because everybody else is on the same. So that makes it all right, Tasha, is it?
Everybody else in the country is in the same boat. No, you're adding to the problem. You're adding to
all
of the problem.
Oh, I will. And I'll keep adding to the problem because I tell you what, Tasha, the likes of that guy, I'd love to have a chat with him off here. Because you know what? I'll tell you what he should do and everybody else should do. Don't sit around and sit on the dole for two thirds a week when you're paid into a pot that you should be getting at least 400 quid a week for because you worked your ass for it. As that man said, he's been paying taxes there for God knows how long, and he is, handed a check that he had to wait for 230. Do you think that's fair, Tasha?
It's called get a job, and he is trying
to get a job. He had a job. He's got to lose it, and he's hoping to be back to work. But hold on, Tasha. Do you think it's okay? He's not having a job. He lost his job.
No.
Do you think it's okay for the government to hand him 230 a week? No, it's not.
Will you let me talk?
Let Tasha talk there, Sean, for a second. Go on, Tasha.
The likes of people who are recently unemployed that are doing their damnedest to get a job should be getting more benefits, should be getting more than 200 and something a week.
Thank you.
Somebody that's
Thank
not.
You. Because
rather,
you're not admitting
rather,
that it's not enough.
Listen.
It's not enough.
Listen, will you? Rather than people that are on the dole for long term, they shouldn't be getting as much because if they got less, and I know times are tough for everybody, they might have more of an incentive to get off the job, off their arse, get a job like everybody else.
I think, guys, Sean, Tasha, I think what Tasha's saying is that she has more sympathy for the likes of Dave, who lost his
Absolutely.
Job and he's going week to week on €230, and the likes of Stacey, as they say, who's working a beautician's job doing Nixer's
leg. Understandable.
Do you see a difference?
And understandable, Tasha. But the fact of the matter is, there is people out there that can't work for whatever reason that they can't work. And that 230, they're still on that. And here,
that's
I don't know how to get
unemployment. That's called
Oh, it's called unemployment. Well, whatever you want to call it. Even disability. Even at that. Well, let's address this again, disability of 230 a week. What use is that to anybody? What use is the pension? Imagine, my mother and father worked their asses off in this country, right,
that's
and paid their taxes. And you want to see the feckin' state of the pension that we're handed. And I tell you what, just as well they done well for themselves and that they had the money to do what they could retire on, they're effect. They were gone. They would have been lying. They would have been sleeping there, as we know tonight. There's people there without heating. There's people out there without electricity.
Yes.
There are people there that can't buy food.
If there was less people screwing the system and not working...
Not at all, Tasha. You have a great analogy on this, but I tell you what, Tasha. Your analogies are wrong. Not everybody's screwing the system, Tasha. Not everybody's screwing the system, Tasha. Not everybody.
Anybody that's working and on long-term unemployment is screwing the system. That money
right, Tasha, come here. One more question for you, Tasha, because I'm sick of listening to you. So you've seen what Harris done, right? He splashed the cash there for the next couple of weeks there because it's gold or it's voting time. And he threw everybody out there. Oh, you're getting double child benefits. Now, Tasha, here's the thing where I wanted to ask you. Do you think he was right in what he done?
No, because that's only...
No, either the way and the rest of the country.
Sean,
but you know what, Tasha?
Sean, let Tasha answer.
That's handing money to people that are not working. It's not the working people of this country that...
Oh, no, hold on. There's a lot of people that's out there working, Tasha. Sorry, Tasha. There's a lot of people out there working. You get double child benefit even if you're working, right? So
yes,
he gave everybody there...
That's child benefit.
Yeah, he gave everybody... Well, this is what my question to you is. Yes, I see that. But what my point is to you is, he only done that for votes, as we all know. He done that to show off. And he shouldn't have done it. And I, for once, because the fact of the matter is, these people are going to live the high life there for a couple of weeks and then bang, straight back to reality again. And the miserable bastard, miserable 2:40 again for the rest of the, whatever year it is and for the rest of next year. The money is not suitable for pensioners or anybody that's on the dole or anybody that's long-term, on the disability, as you said. Anybody that's on any welfare system on this, it's a dog couldn't live on it. You know what I mean? So give it a break there, Natasha, and relax there.
Because it's not as if they're
at the winning the lotto, Natasha,
But it's my money. That money should be going to the pensioners.
I'm the taxpayer. Give it a break, Natasha, and give it over, will you?
I won't, because without the taxpayers, benefits would not be there for people.
You're just a begrudger, Natasha. That's what you are.
I'm
you know,
not.
That's
okay.
it.
Call
yeah,
me
you are. You know,
I'm
you're begrudging a few bonuses,
absolutely.
Natasha. A few second bonuses. You're not agreeing. You're not agreeing that things were hard enough out there as it is. But, you said it yourself.
Well, look, I'm going to jump in here.
It's called working for what you want.
Sean and Tasha, listen, I'm going to jump in here because we've got to wrap this up. We've been talking about this for a long time now. The double social welfare payment. A lot of opinions out there about this one, and it's divisive. It's also, you know, it's emotional as well because people really need these payments. And I hope Dave does very well in his job seek, and I hope Tasha gets home this evening and gets a good sleep. And thanks, Sean, for calling in. Listen. That's that. The finance bill went through. It's going to be like this coming up to the next general election. So get used to more discussions like this.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.